Let us praise famous men and our fathers that begat us. All these men were honored in their generations and were a glory in their days. We are here today to give thanks for the life of Harry Abrahams, to honor the legend. Now there are just two of us, young Aubrey Montague and myself, who can close our eyes and remember those few young men with hope in our hearts and wings on our heels.
Hotel, Broadstairs, Kent, 28th of June, 1924. Dear Mum, I'm most awfully sorry about your cold and the general dreariness. We're also having quite bad weather here, too. Thanks for your letters. I'm sorry you and Pa are disappointed that I should be letting the Olympic Games interfere with my shorthand. But if you were my age, with a chance to win the World Championship in Paris, you'd be just as big a fool as I am. We've just 1 week to go now. But it hardly seems that since we all arrived at Cambridge, never suspecting what extraordinary times lay ahead. Mind you, Harold's hardly changed at all, as intense as ever. Now as then, having a go at anybody who stands in his way.
I suppose a taxi's out of the question, is it?
Sorry.
You need some help.
We'll say.
You better get me out of those gloves.
Silly kind.
Don't mention it.
Right.
All set?
You sure you're all right?
I'm fine. Lead on.
Thanks. Sorry? Oh, all the clubs and things. It's all show, really. Well, I do enjoy it. I take it you're not here.
I run.
Really? So do I.
I'm surprised you can find the time.
The only trouble is I can't stand getting beaten. How about you?
I don't know. I've never lost. Chocolate.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
Carry your suitcase, sir.
Yes. Yes, of course, yes.
This way.
Which college, sir?
It's Gonville and Keys.
And yourself, sir?
The same.
This way, please, gents. There we are.
Here, give me that.
Thanks.
Come along, Bill. Let's get these cases over here. That's the way. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thanks very much.
Yes.
Thank you,
thank
sir.
Thank you. And yeah. Good luck.
That's what we fought the bleeding war for. Give shits like them a decent education. Hey, come on.
See you inside, Orbit.
Right.
Name, please?
When you.
Yes, I can see that, laddie. What's your name?
Abrahams. H.M.
Top of the list. Repton. That the one?
That's it. Left a year ago.
Oh, been doing your bit, have you? France.
No, joined too late.
Bad luck, lad.
There's many a dead man would have liked a share of it, bad luck or not.
You're right there, son.
Welcome to Keys. Sign here.
Thank you.
It's across the courtyard, top right-hand corner up the stairs.
Thanks. By the way, what are your names?
Rogers, Walter. This is Mr. Ratcliffe, my assistant.
Well, Mr. Rogers Ratcliffe. I ceased to be called laddie when I took up the King's commission. Is that clear?
Yes, Mr. Abrahams, quite clear.
Thank you. I'd be obliged if you'd remember it. See you later.
Fine. What's your friend studying then, son? Barrackroom law?
I've no idea.
One thing's certain. Name like Abrahams, he won't be in the chapel choir now, will he? Name?
Montague.
What?
Montague.
I take the war list and I run down it. Name after name, which I cannot read, and which we, who are older than you, cannot hear without emotion. Names which will be only names to you, the new college, but which to us summon up face after face, full of honesty and goodness, zeal and vigor, and intellectual promise. The flower of a generation, the glory of England, and they died for England, and all that England stands for. And now, by tragic necessity, their dreams have become yours. Let me exhort you, examine yourselves. Let each of you discover where your true chance of greatness lies. For their sakes, for the sake of your college and your country, seize this chance, rejoice in it, and let no power or persuasion deter you in your task.
Thursday, October the 10th, 1919. My first day at Cambridge was rounded off by the freshman's dinner, a sumptuous affair. The master gave us a moving speech, and I'm now eagerly awaiting the start of term proper.
Rugby class, golfing society, tennis, squash club, flora and fauna. Philately, is that all? You're idle, man, idle.
I can't join everything, but it works out.
What about bird watching? You can take a book along with you.
How can I watch if I'm reading a book?
Follow in the footsteps of WG. Any Yorkshireman here?
There are, Stella.
I can't bat the topic.
Among the battlescene, they fight the foe together. Where every mother's son prepared to fight or fall is the enemy of one, the enemy of all is the enemy of one, the enemy of all is.
Abraham, dear chairman, can't manage tenor, can you?
Desperately short of tenor.
Afraid not, except under torture.
How about you, Aubrey? Sing the oath.
School choir, that's all.
You still on?
Not on your life. They kicked me out of Ring-a-Ring-a Roses.
Sorry about that. Still, we can't all be gifted.
If everybody's somebody, then no one's anybody.
Put my friend here down as well.
He's steady on.
Excellent.
Splendid. Rehearsal start on Monday. I allow.
Perhaps a boy aunt.
Perfect. You can be queen of the fairies.
These are the forces that brought us to the brink.
Yeah, where are you when your country needed you?
We have a duty, a solemn duty to those countless millions of lives. Leave us.
Not many listen to when they don't grow on trees, you know.
I can't vouch for those times. Taken with the school alarm clock, most of them.
Give or take a second, they're good enough for me. You come across a fellow called Abrahams, H.M. Abrahams. He's challenged for the college dash.
What's so special about that?
It's special, my dear fellow, because in all of 700 years, nobody's ever done it. Right, what do you do?
Known that H.M. Abrahams of Gonville and Keys has formally made challenge for the college dash. For those of you not familiar with the rules, they are as follows. The challenger will attempt to run around the perimeter of the court, to and from a fixed point beneath the clock, within the time taken by the sound clock to strike midday, a distance traditionally recognized as one of 188 paces.
I say, Abrahams, what have you got in your feet, rockets?
The challenge will commence on the stroke of one.
Abrahams, you haven't got a chance. Pray for Israel.
The challenge will commence on the stroke of one. The challenger must reach his mark before the stroke of 12.
Come on, Abrahams, you swank.
Will the challenger please make himself ready?
This is Abrahams. What do you know about him?
Repton chap. Jewish. His father's a financier in the city.
Financier? What's that supposed to mean, I wonder?
I imagine he lends money.
Exactly. And what do they say about the son?
Academically sound, arrogant, defensive to the point of pugnacity.
As they invariably are.
Yet possessing a keen sense of duty and loyalty.
Do they say he can run?
Like the wind.
Gentlemen, would you draw back, please? Away from the course. Thank you. Mr. Abrahams, your position, please. Owing to the absence of any other challenger, Mr. Abrahams will run alone.
Not so, Mr. Stoller!
Your name and college, if you please, sir.
Lindsay. I raced beside my friend here. We challenge in the name of Repton, Eton, and Keyes.
I didn't know you ran.
Nor are you. Some chap told me about this shindig over breakfast. I thought I'd come and push you along a bit, what?
Delighted.
Splendid.
Good luck.
Gentlemen, to your marks, if you please. Now remember, on the first strike of 12...
Both good?
I think not.
Young Lindsay failed by a whisker.
Pity.
Well, it's been done. By our keys man. You must be very proud. The first man in 7 centuries. Perhaps they really are God's chosen people, after all. I doubt if there's a swifter man in the kingdom.
Get to your marks. Get set.
Best brother. I'm thinking of him and not your blessed athletics team. His heart's set on following father in the mission. Do you not think he's got enough on his plate without taking up racing?
He's fast, Jenny, really fast. You've seen him yourself with a ball in his hands.
And I've seen him with a Bible in his hands. And I know which is the most important.
You can't deny him the chance. I mean, get him on a track and with a big piece of technique. I'm telling you,
please,
Jenny.
Don't tell me, Sandy. I don't want to hear. Eric's special to me, precious. I don't want his work spoilt with all this running talk. Do you hear?
Is there a John McMillan anywhere? John Hill Consolation Prize.
Hey, well done.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, one of the real compensations of achieving a certain notoriety, if only as a rugby player, is that occasionally you're asked to come along and give things away. It's often said that giving beats receiving. Let me tell you, the look of delight in those little boys' faces are worth 10 of any of the tin pots I've got gathering dust in my Edinburgh sideboard. When we were in China, my father here was always waxing lyrical about his wee home in the glen. But being Oriental-born myself, like my brothers and my sister here, I suffered from a natural incredulity. But looking about me now, the heather and the hills, I can see he was right. It's very special. Thank you for welcoming us home. And thank you for reminding me that I am and will be whilst I breathe. A Scot.
And Mr. Price, sir. Before you allow Eric here to go, is it not true that the main event of the meeting is still to be run?
It is. The 200 yards open championship. It's the last event of this gathering by tradition.
Do you not think, if we can find him some kit, we might persuade Scotland's finest wing to show us his paces? Can you see Eric?
To your marks. Let's hunt.
I tell you, Eric? Didn't I tell you?
Surely a touch of liberality would do no harm.
Sandy, the kingdom of God is not a democracy. The Lord never seeks re-election. There's no discussion, no deliberation, no referenda as to which road to take. There's one right, one wrong, one absolute ruler.
A dictator, you mean?
Aye, but a benign, loving dictator.
So much for your freedom of choice.
You've still got a choice, Sandy. Nobody's forcing you to follow him.
Oh! Hey. Do you know what day it is?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Sunday.
Sabbath's not a day for playing football, is it?
No.
You're up early in the morning.
Ma gets up at 7.
I'll have a game then. Okay?
Mr. Liddell, is it okay if my dad comes?
Sure. Bring your whole family. I'll give you a 5-goal start.
I got train to catch at 9.
That's plenty of time. You want the kid to grow up thinking God's a spoil sport?
No, if I may, I'd like to propose a toast to the Little family, whom I'm fortunate enough to call my friends. The Reverend J.D., Mrs. L., young Ernest. Bon voyage and safe journey back to China. And may the years ahead be happy and content. For those who remain, may God protect them, inspire them, and lead them to glory.
Oh, thank you, Sandy. That was very nice. Relying on you now to keep them all out of mischief.
Oh, that I will, Mrs. L. And if they do transgress, I'll pop the details on a postcard, and you can read all about it before you can say Marco Polo.
Cost your fortune in postage stamps.
Now, don't you worry, old son. I intend to protect my investment. I'm going to rule you with a rod of iron.
Oh,
oh well, we'll have to watch ourselves today.
You're a very lucky young man, Eric. You're the proud possessor of many gifts, and it's your sacred duty to put them to good use.
That's right. Run like we know you can, strong and true. And the mission cannot but gain by your success. What we need now is a muscular Christian to make folks sit up and notice.
How good are you, Eric?
Sandy reckons he'll run for Scotland before the month's out. And after that, the sky's the limit.
Meaning what?
The Olympic Games, maybe?
Eric, you can praise the Lord by peeling a spud if you peel it to perfection. Don't compromise. Compromise is our language of the devil. Run in God's name and let the world stand back in wonder.
I came to see a race today, to see someone win. Happened to be me. But I want you to do more than just watch a race. I want you to take part in it. I want to compare faith to running in a race. It's hard. It requires concentration of will, energy of soul. You experience elation when the winner breaks the tape. Especially if you've got a bet on it. But how long does that last? You go home. Maybe your dinner's burnt. Maybe you haven't got a job. So who am I to say believe? Have faith.
in the face of life's realities. I would like to give you something more permanent, but I can only point the way. I have no formula for winning the race. Everyone runs in her own way, or his own way. Then where does the power come from to see the race to its end? From within. Jesus said, "Behold, the kingdom of God is within you." If with all your hearts ye truly seek me, ye shall ever surely find me. If you commit yourself to the love of Christ, then that is how you run the straight race.
Cheers. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming.
It's an ache. A helplessness. And anger. One feels humiliated. Sometimes I say to myself, "Hey, steady on, you're imagining all this." And then I catch that look again. Catch it on the edge of a remark. Feel a cold reluctance in a handshake. That's my father. A Lithuanian Jew. He is alien. He's as foreign as a Frankfurter.
And a kosher one at that.
I love and admire him. He worships his country. From nothing, he built what he believed was enough to make true English one of his sons. My brother's a doctor. A leader in his field.
Which one?
Let's be with the curls on his back.
Gosh.
He wanted for nothing. And here am I, setting up shop in the finest university in the land. But the old man forgot one thing. This England of his is Christian, an Anglo-Saxon. And so are her corridors of power. And those who stalk them guard them with jealousy and venom.
You're right to study law. You're quite an advocate.
A rare ethnic advantage. It's called the gift of the gab.
So what now? Grin and bear it.
No, Aubrey. I'm going to take them on. All of them. One by one, and run them off their feet. For Sprint Blue, from our special correspondent. Clean sweep for Cambridge Star. Abraham's hat trick, from a special correspondent.
Oh, 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 oh 100 to 25. Half a fight. 4-1, lady. Come on, 4-1. 4-1, lady.
Sabini, I believe. My name's Keddy, Colonel John Keddy. I'm
president of the Scottish 3As. I know, and I'm glad to know you, sir.
Mr. Sam, who are you?
On Bouvray. Yeah. How's the leg?
Okay.
Nasty fall you took. Yeah. Shorty. Good luck.
Well, you're very welcome here, of course. But we do have a strict amateur code.
Colonel, don't worry. I'm here spectating, that's all.
I felt sure you would understand. Well, to battle. I hope you enjoy the games.
Games? You must be joking. You seem better organized than I am. Get up, lad, get up.
Come on!
You take good care of this lad of yours, Mr. McGrath. Because if you drop him, you'll never find another one like this. It was not the prettiest quarter I've ever seen, Mr. Little. Certainly the bravest. Get him up. Come on, gently.
That's it.
Let him. Get up. Kick your arm around. So, you travelled 300 miles just to see me.
You and Little. I'd heard you were both the best.
And what do you think now?
Eric Little? I've never seen such drive, such commitment in a runner. He runs like a wild animal. He unnerves me.
So he should. Brian's a living daylight to me.
Yes, well, I want you to help me take him on.
Tell Mr. Evans, are you married?
No.
Well, when the right girl comes along, how will you feel if she pops the question?
Hmm?
You see, Mr. Evans, like the brain room, it's the coach that should do the asking.
Mr. Mussabini, I can run fast. With your help, I think I can run even faster. Perhaps faster than any man ever ran. I want that Olympic medal. Now I can see it there. It's waiting for me. But I can't get it on my own.
Yeah. Well, we've an old saying in my game, son. You can't put in what God's left out. Now, you leave it to me. I'll watch you. I'll observe. And if I think I can help, if I can see the big prize hanging there, believe me, I won't waste any time. When we meet again, I'll be the one that does the begging.
So you will watch me?
Son, if you're good enough, I'll take you apart piece by bloody piece.
Thank you.
Life is a joke and it's just begun. Hey, little maids from school.
I didn't know anything about this sort of thing, but I must say I am enjoying it.
What about you, J.B.?
Well, I've done better productions myself.
I seem to remember them offhand, you?
I don't remember seeing any.
So, the stone heart's frail after all. Abraham's smitten, you say?
Well, smitten? He's decapitated. He won't listen to reason.
Reason? The poor lad's in love.
He's only just set eyes on her. I've worshipped her for years.
By the way, where is he now?
He's gone to ask her out to dinner.
Has he, by Jove?
In the interval.
Good for him.
Thank you. Ah. Why, might I take it, Harold?
Lovely.
Well,
what?
Did you speak to her?
Yes.
Is she coming?
Yes.
To dinner?
Yes. She has a kid brother. Athletics mad. Never stops talking about me, she says.
Monty, I think you better have my glass. Terrible feeling you're going to need it.
Sorry, Monty. Thank you very much, sir. Yes, of course, sir. Ah, good evening, Miss Lord. A triumph.
Very naughty, you should come in.
Who was that chap over there?
Music critic of a star. Boring old buffer, ready.
Well, he obviously enjoyed it.
I shouldn't think so. They always say that. They save the poison for the print. A bit off tonight, I thought.
What? You were magnificent.
Thank you. One of our little maids has gone and got herself Preggers with a gondolier. We had to shove her second on tonight. The trio.
No, you don't understand.
Thank you, Tommy.
And you, sir.
Thank you.
This is Mr. Abrams. He's a very famous runner. He's trying your special for the first time tonight.
I hope you enjoy it, sir.
I'm sure I shall.
Well, go on, then. It's a secret concoction, Toffee. It's a sort of cocktail de maison. So you jolly well better enjoy it.
Excellent.
There, Dobby. You've won yourself a friend, have I? My favourite, please.
For two, my
pleasure.
I ordered.
Surprise. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Great Harold Abrams. My brother will be insanely jealous.
So will mine.
You don't look very ruthless.
Should I?
According to my brother, Tim says that's why you always win. Why running?
Why singing?
My job. No, that's silly. I do it because I love it. Do you love running?
I'm more of an addict. It's a compulsion, a weapon.
Against what?
Being Jewish, I suppose.
You're not serious.
You're not Jewish, or you wouldn't ask.
Fiddlesticks. People don't care. Anyway, being Jewish hasn't done you any harm.
I'm what I call semi-deprived.
That sounds clever. What does it mean?
It means they lead me to water, but they won't let me drink.
You're a funny old stick, Mr. Harold Abrams. Funny. But fascinating.
I'll settle for the fascinating.
Life isn't that gloomy, is it?
Not tonight. So beautiful.
Like you.
Le pied de pongle, madame. Big strutters.
Oh, my God.
Train arriving at Plattridge. The overnight flying spot, Aberdeen.
Have you heard you, Mr. Diddle? 7:30 on dot. There you are, sir. Hot tea and toast.
Oh, great.
You sleep all right?
Like a log.
Must have a clear conscience.
Far from it. Where?
Aye, sir, just pulled in. King's Cross. Oh, and here's the paper with your picture in. Expecting great things from all accounts.
Well, indeed.
Here. 7:18. Oh, much obliged, sir. Okay. Now, no hurry. You've got an hour before we kick you out. And good luck for this afternoon.
Thank you.
Well, sir, wake up. King's Cross.
Mr. Abrahams. So's the Scot.
Mr. Little,
I'd like to wish you the best of success.
Thank you. And may the best man win.
Get to your marks.
Extraordinary.
Harold. Harold. This is absolutely ridiculous. It's a race you've lost, not a relative. Nobody's dead. For goodness sake, snap out of it, Harold. You're behaving like a child.
I lost.
I know. I was there, remember, watching. It was marvelous. You were marvelous. He was more marvelous, that's all. On the day the best man won.
I had to look for him. It's absolutely fundamental. You never look.
He was ahead. There was nothing you could have done. He won fair and square.
Well, that's that, Abrahams.
Well, if you can't take a beating, perhaps it's for the best.
I don't run to take beatings. I run to win. If I can't win, I won't run.
If you don't run, you can't win. Give me a ring when you've sorted that one out.
I just don't know what to do.
Try growing up. Harold, you're a great man. Like a god. I was proud of you. Don't make me ashamed.
It's not the losing, Sib. Harry Biddle's a fine man and a fine runner. It's me. After all that work. Now God knows, what do I aim for?
Beating him the next time.
Sybil, I can't run any faster.
Mr. Abrahams! Mr. Abrahams! I can find you another 2 yards.
Charlie Paddock, California Cannonball. World's fastest human. Win 100 metres Olympic Games 1920, Antwerp. Time?
10.3.
Jackson Schultz. The New York Thunderbolt. Runner-up Olympic Games 1920. Lost by looking right. Now look, here's the finish. You see? Paddock leaping past him at the tape. That glance cost Schultz the race. Schultz is fastest.
10.3.
4. Yeah. Eric Little. Well, you know all about him. Look at them. Think them. Breathe them. I want their faces leering at you every time you shut your eyes.
The Flying Scotsman first. That bloody will hurt.
Well, Eric Little. Well, he's no real problem. Yeah, he's a great runner. He needs to go further out. He's no 100 metres, man.
He could have fooled me.
Yeah, he's fast. But he won't go any faster, not in a dash anyway. He's a good runner. He's all heart, digs deep. A short sprint is run on nerves. It's tailor-made for neurotics.
Thanks very much.
No, I mean it. You can push guts, bully them, but you can hold nerves.
Paddock, Schultz and Eric Little.
Come here, Mr. Abrams.
Do you know why you lost the other day? Because you're overstriding. Just a couple of inches.
Well,
these coins represent the strides in your 100 metres. Have you got another 2 coins, Mr. Abrams? Well, maybe we can find them. As I said, overstriding. Death to the sprinter. Slap in the face each stride you take. Knocks you back. And that. Now.
Sergeant. You're running on hot bricks. If you leave your feet too long on the ground, you'll get burned. Right? Fight as a bat.
Training, all I ever hear is training. Do you believe in what we're doing here or not?
Look, Jenny, I'm sorry. I was late. I apologize.
That's all very well, Eric.
Look, I said I was sorry.
To me, it's not me you've insulted.
How are we a bother? The Lord will not feel slighted at the missing of a bus.
Yes, Eric, you missed a bus, but why? Your mind's not with us anymore, son. It's full of running and starting and medals and pace. Yeah, it's so full of running, you've no room for standing still.
Jenny, don't fret yourself.
I do fret myself, Eric. I'm frightened for you. I'm frightened for what it all might do to you.
Please, Mr. Little, would you sign your name, please?
Surely. You want to pick yourself a pen? Yep.
Thanks.
Come on, Jenny, let's go for a walk. I've got something to say. It's a sight and a half, isn't it, Jenny?
Old Ricky.
It was sad to leave it. I've decided. I'm going back to China. The missionary service have accepted me.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
But I've got a lot of running to do first. Jenny, you've got to understand. I believe that God made me for a purpose. For China. But he also made me fast. And when I run, I feel his pleasure. To give it up would be to hold him in contempt. You were right.
It's not just fun. To win is to honor them. Jenny. I've got my degree to get. All that work. And then there's Paris. The Olympic Games. It's just not enough of me. I'm asking you to manage the mission on your own. Till then. Will you do that for me, Jenny?
Andy, I've lost him. Can't reach him.
You will, old girl, you will.
He says he needs to clear his mind of me. He can't love me and say that.
Sid, the world's against him, or so he believes. But now he's got a chance to prove himself. He can't see or hear anything beyond that, not even you. It's hard, I know, but you've just got to try and understand.
Why should I?
Because he's what you want, isn't he?
What about you and Stallard and Albury? You're still the same. The chance is there for you too.
To be a fastest, yes, but not the fastest. The fastest man ever before. Father's never going to learn how to do that. That's immortality. Just think what it means to a man like Harold. Well, to me, the whole thing's fun. I don't need that. Cast care aside and all that. But for Harold, it's a matter of life and death.
So all I can do is wait?
Afraid so. And pray like hell that he wins. What?
And if he doesn't?
You mustn't worry, Elsie. I've never ever seen a man so smitten as our Harold. He says that I'm a little envious, that's all.
Oh, Andy.
Your parasol, Miss Gordon.
Ah, thank you, Mildred. Good luck tonight. He's a damn fool. I always thought the Irish had all the luck.
John, Savoy Theatre.
Yes, sir.
Splendid. Mildred, would you get my specs?
Ready, my lord!
Now, Coot, if I shed a drop, I want to know. Touch but not spill, but...
Life slips by, Abrahams. Life slips by. But this fine old university of ours, she offers some rare consolations, wouldn't you say?
Beyond measure, sir.
I can take it then that you would be acutely grieved to discover that any behavior or action on your part were causing her grief.
Naturally, sir, I would. Deeply.
Good, I'm sure of it. Here in Cambridge, we've always been proud of our athletic prowess. We've always believed that our games are indispensable in helping to complete the education of an Englishman. They create character. They foster courage, honesty, and leadership. But most of all, an unassailable spirit of loyalty, comradeship, and mutual responsibility. Would you agree?
Yes, sir. I would.
Abrahams, I'm afraid there is a growing suspicion in the bosom of this university, and I tell you this without in any way decrying your achievements, in which we all rejoice. But in your enthusiasm for success, you have perhaps lost sight of some of these ideals.
May I ask what form this disloyalty, this betrayal takes?
Oh, hardly betrayal.
The word grief was mentioned.
It's said that you use a personal coach.
Mr. Massabini, yes.
Is he an Italian?
Of Italian extraction, yes.
I see.
But not all Italian.
I'm relieved to hear it.
He's half Arab.
Do we take it that you employ this Mr. Massabini on a professional basis?
Sam Massabini is the finest, most advanced, clearest thinking athletics coach in the country. I am honored that he considers me worthy of his complete attention.
Nevertheless, he's a professional.
What else would he be? He's the best.
Ah, but there, Mr. Abrahams, I'm afraid our paths diverge. You see, this university believes that the way of the amateur is the only one to provide satisfactory results.
I am an amateur.
You've been trained by a professional. You've adopted a professional attitude. For the past year, you've concentrated wholly on developing your own technique in the headlong pursuit, may I suggest, of individual glory. Not a policy very conducive to the fostering of esprit de corps.
I am a Cambridge man first and last. I am an Englishman first and last. What I have achieved, what I intend to achieve, is for my family, my university, and my country. And I bitterly resent your suggesting otherwise.
Your aim is to win at all costs, is it not?
At all costs, no. But I do aim to win within the rules. Perhaps, sir, you would rather I play the gentleman and lost.
To playing the tradesman, yes.
My dear boy, your approach has been, if I may say so, a little too plebeian. You are the elite, and are therefore expected to behave as such.
Thank you, sir, for your hospitality. The evening has been most illuminating. Good night to you, sir. You know, gentlemen, you yearn for victory just as I do, but achieved with the apparent effortlessness of gods. Yours are the archaic values of the prep school playground. You deceive no one but yourselves. I believe in the pursuit of excellence, and I'll carry the future with me.
Well, there goes, you see, my Hugh, a different god, a different mountaintop.
Andy 400 in hurdles. Margaret's a mile and me the steeplechase. Oh, Paris, here we come.
Herrick Little's pick, too. Rivals under the same flag. Your chance to get even, eh?
I can't wait.
Welcome to Dover, my Lord Burgundy.
Are the Yanks so professionally well-trained that they'll wipe the floor with our boys?
Certainly true that the Americans have prepared seriously, some would say too seriously, to gain success. But we feel we may, in our unsophisticated way, have their match.
Sir, do you think the British team stand a chance against such great American athletes as Charlie Paddock and Jackson Schultz?
Ah, you Americans have a number of men who are rated as world beaters. But this contest is in Europe, not in the rarefied climes of the United States. Parisian conditions are bound to be more robust, more competitive, and certainly more cavalier.
More cavalier?
Lord Birkenhead, are the Yanks so professionally well trained that they will wipe the floor with our boys?
You have high hopes for our men, then, sir.
Gentlemen, in Abrahams, Little, and Lindsay, we have the men who could give them a run for their money.
Eric.
Sandy, you haven't come all the way from Scotland just to see me off, have you?
I've not. I'm seeing myself off. Come on up the gangbang.
Well,
Mr.
Good luck, Mr. Little.
Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Little, what do you think of your chances against Abrahams?
I'll do my best. Could do no less. Right?
Mr. Little, sir, what about the qualifying heats on Sunday?
What did you say?
On Sunday, do you think you can beat the Americans?
There's Miss Rayburn. There he is.
Yes, Mr. Abraham.
I'm sorry, I've no time.
Harold. Hello. Shielbert and Sullivan will win.
Thanks very, very much for coming.
Harold. Wish you luck.
I'm glad.
I understand. I wanted you to know that. I'll be here when you come back.
Did you not read the papers this morning? I had the whole program. The heats for the 100 are on the Sunday after the opening ceremony, the semis and final, a couple of days after. It's only a heat. Does it make all that difference?
Temptation may be to disport your newly acquired finery around the streets of Paris, if they aren't temptation enough. May I ask you, on behalf of the Olympic Committee, to save your sartorial splendor until at least after the opening ceremony. May I remind you, you are the favored few. You constitute what is without doubt the most powerful athletic force ever to leave these shores. You are to face the world's best, brown and yellow, white and black, young and ardent as yourselves, fleet of foot and strong of limb, from every civilized nation on the face of the earth. I have no doubt that you will acquit yourselves honorably and with distinction. Good luck to you all.
I do fret myself, Eric. I'm frightened for you. I'm frightened what it all might do to you.
Do you know what day is?
Yeah, Sunday.
Sabbath's not a day for playing football, is it?
It's an awful step you're taking, Little. The whole of Britain will be watching you. I don't know that they'll understand. I'm not sure that I understand.
I'm not sure that I do either, sir. For the last 3 years, I've devoted myself to my running, just to be on this ship. I give up my rugby. My work has suffered. And I've deeply hurt someone I hold very dear. Because I told myself, if I win, I win for God. And now I find myself sitting here, destroying all. But I have to. To run would be against God's law.
I was mistaken.
My boy, as things stand, you must not run. But I want you to hold your fire for a while, Little. Leave everything to me. Say nothing. Wait until we get to Paris. I'll have a word with the French. I'm not without a certain pull. And we fought in the war together. They do owe us something.
I don't understand.
They're not a very principled lot, the frogs. But when faced with a stand like yours, one never knows. I might get through. I just might possibly persuade them.
The French, sir? What can they do?
Shift that bloody heat of yours, of course. Good evening.
At night we tread, upon our prey we steal, in silence dread, our cautious way we feel. No sound at all, we never speak a word, a fly's footfall would be distinctly heard.
I wish you could see, Ma, the wonderful spirit abroad now that we've left England. Harold on the piano with his beloved Gilbert and Sullivan. We're all laughing and relaxing and chatting about anything, anything but running. We're here for Britain, and we know it. I'm here for you, Ma, you and Pa. I hope I do you proud. There's not a chap amongst us who isn't ready to burst his heart for all we've left behind.
Attention!
Schultz?
Yes, that's Schultz, all right. A bit more my size. Mean with it, though. 10.4.
Got your plate full there, Harold.
Battle on your hands.
What?
Charles H. Paddock and Jackson Schultz, the fastest men in the world.
One, two, one, two, one, two, come on, take the line.
Venu à ces 8e Olympiades, animés par le respect des règlements qui les gouvernent, et désireux de participer pour la gloire de nos pays et à l'honneur du sport.
May I introduce Mr. Tom Watson, representing New Zealand?
How do you do, Mr. Watson?
You've come a long way.
From Oxford, sir. They wrote to me. Said as I was over here, I might as well take part.
Economical. But can you run?
I'll give it a try, sir.
That's the spirit. Best of luck to you.
Yes, sir.
Protection, no less.
Chap's invaluable. We couldn't do without him.
Here, here. Henry V and all that.
Protocol, Monty, protocol. He's here to show us what may be done, and more essentially, what may not be. Jackson Schultz.
How do you do? I'm Eric Little. Well, we've heard a lot about you. It's good to meet you at last.
I was afraid you weren't here.
Afraid I'm sorry.
Fine. Do good. Take you out of yourself a bit. Well, the Prince of Wales would like to meet you.
No. No. No, sir. Wouldn't be right.
Little, he is your future king. Are you refusing to shake his hand? Does your arrogance extend that far?
My arrogance, sir, extends just as far as my conscience demands.
Fine. Then let's hope that's wise enough to give you room for maneuver.
All right, sir.
Splendid. I'll take you to him now. Present Mr. Eric Little.
Delighted, Little. Delighted. I saw you play for Scotland. Impressed me no end. Ran in a couple of tries from your own half, I remember.
Believe it is, sir, yes.
Well, nice to have you on the same side at last. Excellent effort of Lindsay's, don't you think?
He did well, sir. He did indeed.
An example to us all.
Eric, may I introduce His Grace, the Duke of Sutherland, President of our Olympic Association.
How do you do?
And our chairman, Lord Cadogan. Have a seat. Make yourself comfortable. Cigar? Oh, no, of course you don't. Nor drink. Such is the resolution of the young man you have before you, gentlemen.
Lord Birkenhead has advised us as to your attitude towards your participation in the 100 metres heats, Little. Or would your non-participation be more accurate?
It would, sir, yes.
We were also consulted as to the correct manner in which to approach the French.
Something we just can't allow to happen. Going cap in hand to the frogs, of all people. Simply out of the question.
Simple matter of national dignity, Little. Being a patriot, I'm sure you understand.
Well, I must say, sir, I felt it was an impractical suggestion from the start.
Well, why didn't you damn well say so, man? As an athlete, you value economy of effort.
I wanted to run. I was desperate enough to try anything.
Well, all that being understood, we decided to invite you in for a little chat to see if there's any way that we can help resolve the situation.
There's only one way to resolve the situation. That's for this man to change his mind and run.
Don't state the obvious, Cadogan. We have to explore ways in which we can help this young man to reach that decision.
I'm afraid there are no ways, sir. I won't run on the Sabbath, and that's final. I intended to confirm this with Lord Birkenhead tonight, even before you called me up in front of this inquisition of yours.
Don't be impertinent, Little.
The impertinence lies, sir, with those who seek to influence a man to deny his beliefs.
On the contrary, Little, we're appealing to your beliefs in your country and your king, your loyalty to them.
Hear, hear. In my day, it was king first, God after.
Yes, and the war to end wars bitterly proved your point.
God made countries. God makes kings and the rules by which they govern. And those rules say that the Sabbath is his. And I, for one, intend to keep it that way.
Mr. Little, you're a child of your race, as I am. We share a common heritage, a common bond, a common loyalty. There are times when we're asked to make sacrifices in the name of that loyalty. And without them, our allegiance is worthless. As I see it, for you, this is such a time.
Sir, God knows I love my country, but I can't make that sacrifice.
Highness, Lord Lindsay.
Your Highness, Lord Duggan, gentlemen. I do apologize for barging in like this. Fact is, I am fully aware of Eric's dilemma. And I wondered if I could be so bold as to suggest a possible solution.
Guild.
Yes. Another day, another race.
What the devil's that supposed to mean?
It's quite simple, as a matter of fact, sir. 400 meters. It's on Thursday. I've already got my medal, so why don't you let Eric take my place in the quarter?
I think that's a splendid idea. Can we allow him to change events at such short notice?
That's a matter for the committee. We are the committee.
I think it's a very good idea. David?
All those in favor say aye.
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 Little?
And yeah, a pleasure, old chap. Just to see you run.
Aye. Well, that's settled.
Sticky moment, George. Mm. Thank God for Lindsay. I thought the lad had us beaten.
He did have us beaten, Effie. And thank God he did.
I don't quite follow you.
Well, the lad, as you call him, is a true man of principle and a true athlete. His speed is a mere extension of his life, its force. We sought to sever his running from himself.
For his country's sake, yes.
No sake is worth that, Effie. Least of all, a guilty national pride.
Lindsay makes way for Little. 400 meters for defecting Scott. Smacks of fanaticism, says official. Man of principle, says private. We should be proud.
The Olympic Stadium.
That's it, Sam. It's as good as being in there, isn't it?
Better. Seeing as I'm persona non grata. Yeah. It's tip top, Mr. Abrams. You're doing a grand job. If we don't win now, we never will.
Have I got everything, Sam? Everything you need?
Yes. All we need now is Sunday.
Text this afternoon is taken from Isaiah, chapter 40. Behold, the nations are as a drop in the bucket and are counted as the small dust in the balance. All nations before him are as nothing. They are counted to him less than nothing. Vanity. He bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as a vanity. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary?
Juvenile!
He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no strength, he increaseth might. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint.
Do you remember when we first bumped into each other, old man? We shared a taxi, remember? You made me feel an age-old, burdened, sour, even superior. That was the miscalculation of my life. You, Aubrey, are my most complete man. You're brave, compassionate, kind, a content man. That's your secret. Contentment. I'm 24 and I've never known it. I'm forever in pursuit and I don't even know what it is I'm chasing. Aubrey, old chap, I'm scared. Sam and I, we've labored, rowed, and bullied for this. Day in, day out. You've seen us. Chuckled over us, I'll be bound. Out in all weathers. Madmen. And for what? I was beaten out of sight in the 200. Then that paddock tricked me in the semi. Now, in 1 hour's time, I'll be out there again. I'll raise my eyes and look down that corridor, 4 feet wide with 10 lonely seconds to justify my whole existence. But will I?
Aubrey, I've known the fear of losing. But now I'm almost too frightened to win.
Mr. Abrams, you must please pardon my not coming to see you, Ron, much as I would like to do so. However, I believe and hope you will win the 100 meters. Go out determined to do your best, and don't forget, drop down at the first stride. Get well warmed up, and then let the gun release you. I should use the springy old six spike shoes. All the best of luck. From yours truly, Sam Musabini. P.S. Please accept the charm. My old father swore by it.
Congrats, Eric. You're not down there with them.
Yeah. No doubts, then.
Your Royal Highness, may I present Mr. Bowman of the United States?
Mr. Bowman?
Mr. Murchison?
Mr. Murchison?
And Mr. Watson of New Zealand, I believe you know.
Ah, yes, Mr. Watson. How are you?
Very well, sir, thank you.
Good.
Mr. Paddock?
Ah, Mr. Paddock. Dinner for your whole team at my club when we get back to London. You win, I pay. Abrahams wins, you pay. All right?
Sir, you have yourself a deal.
Done. The best of luck to you.
And to you too, sir.
Mr. Schultz.
Schultz. And this, of course, is our Harold Abrahams.
Good luck, Abrahams.
Thank you, sir.
Do your best. That's all we can expect.
Good luck, Abrahams.
Thank you, sir.
Release.
premier. Numéro 419. Abraham, Grande-Bretagne. Temps 10 secondes, 3 cinquièmes. Seconde, 74. Scholz, États-Unis.
Harold!
Indeed, indeed. Did you see the poor fellow's wife?
He's that pretty woman.
Exactly. Now, one of these days, Monty, you're going to win yourself. And it's pretty difficult to swallow.
Come in.
Mrs. Abrahams just rang this. The Daily Express. They've been on to Paris. Mr. Harold. He won. She told me to tell you he won.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Oh, it's 15 minutes to curtain up, miss.
He did it, sir. Thank you, Matthews. Abrahams triumphant. Caius College athlete wins blue ribboned at games.
Just as I expected.
Yes, you've always thought of yourself as a ruthless man, haven't you? Hard. Bit of a loner like me. But actually, you're as soft as a red pocket. If you care about things that really matter. If you didn't, I wouldn't have come within a mile of you. Do you know who you won for out there today? Hmm? Us. You and old Sam Wasabini. I've waited 30 bloody years for this.
Allons, monsieur. Il faut partir maintenant. Il est 3 heures du matin.
Oh. Oh. Means the world to me, this, you know. And if all the world can do is they want to go home to bed and then go to hell. Because we've had today, you and me, and we've got it for keeps. Now it's out of your system. Go home to that girl of yours and start some bloody living. Yes?
For Sam Wasabini. The greatest trainer in the world. Hmm?
o'clock. The final 400 meters. Taylor, États-Unis.
Good luck. Don't expect I'll see you till after the race. What's the deal with this guy Little? Coach, he a problem?
No problem. He's a flyer. He's had two races today already. He'll die. Just swing along, you guys, and wait. After 300 meters, rigor mortis sets in. You'll pull him in on a rope.
Johnson, Canada.
Good luck, Taylor. Watch out for Little. Coach says no problem. He's got something to prove, something personal. Something guys like Coach will never understand in a million years.
USA! 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 USA!
Jimmy!
USA! 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 USA!
Says in the old book, he that honors me, I will honor. Good luck, Jackson Schultz. Where does the power come from to see the race to its end from within? I believe God made me for a purpose. But he also made me fast. And when I run, I feel his pleasure.
Well, Andy, he did it.
Hmm? What's that, old boy?
He ran them off their feet.